Welcome to season 4 of the Fit Farming Food Mom Podcast. Connie is a world champion powerlifter, former bodybuilder, and an elite trainer and nutrition coach. As a movement enthusiast and health nerd, she is here on this show to speak with educated guests and dive into the realm of all things health, fitness, mindset, and everything in between. If you enjoy this show, please do us a huge favor by smashing the like or subscribe button and leaving a review. Now, let's get to the show.
All right, guys, quick breather episode coming at you. So, my question today, and this has been something that's been on my mind, is why are we so afraid to think big? And then if we do think big, why are we afraid to share that with other people? So I see this pattern happening, and I see it with a lot of people. Either people think they're unworthy of success, or and that they do a lot of self-sabotaging behaviors, or when somebody asks you something, you're afraid to say, I'm going to be the best in the world. Like if they asked you and you're like, I'm going to try to be president, they'd probably laugh in your face and you would fear that, right? But at some point, somebody decided that's what they were going to do. And they may have been laughed at until they were sitting in that position. And it's that way for many pro athletes, successful entrepreneurs, tons of elite people out there, the people that we stick on a pedestal and we worship, right? We're like, Tom Brady out of the Patriots, you know, he's the best athlete ever. I know some of you guys hate Tom Brady, but just great example, right? Like there are a lot of elite athletes out there. We're putting them on a pedestal. But what we don't realize is that we are perfectly capable of doing that ourselves, because at one point that person decided they were going to be the best at something and they went after that goal. So I have found in society, we get fearful, even me myself, like I have some huge goals for myself, right? But if I was to tell somebody my goals, sometimes I'm afraid to do that because I'm like, oh, they're probably going to think I'm crazy, right? Well, me, I want to be one of the best power lifters in the world, right? I want to hold records. I want to do all of these things. And people probably would have laughed at me if I would have told them that like 3 years ago. People might still laugh at me, even though I've got some great things under my belt, right? So anyway, but if you tell people your goals, you're afraid to face judgment. And that's another huge flaw in our society. So first I want to cover something that I just talked about, was people that don't think they're worthy of goals and people that think they can't do it and there's too many roadblocks in their way. And they tend to get in this negative behavior pattern revolving around that. And I've seen that a ton as a fitness coach. I see people that will lose 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, even 100 pounds, right? They lose all of this weight, but then they get back into their negative patterns because they all of a sudden feel unworthy of that success. They didn't ever think they were going to be skinny. They didn't ever think they were going to be fit. They're people around them are placing judgment and pressure on them. I also see that a lot. So they lose a lot of weight and then they get guilt tripped about it, right? Their family's like, oh, well, I would do that. This is what happened to me anyway. I would get in great shape like that, but I want to pay attention to my kids, or I want to enjoy things. Well, just because somebody makes a health change doesn't mean they're no longer enjoying things. There's plenty of ways to enjoy things, maybe leave out things that don't serve you. And at that point, if they're not serving you, they're not something you enjoy anymore anyway. Like for me, I would rather be the best power lifter in the world and be healthy than eating a bunch of gluten and drinking alcohol, right? That stuff doesn't serve me anymore. There's nothing exciting about that stuff. So don't be afraid to leave behind the things that don't serve you. And when people try to bring that in, just because it doesn't serve you anymore doesn't mean that it doesn't serve them, right? So it's hard once you make a change. You fear judgment, you get judged. Once you make a change, you may no longer be in the circle of people that you used to be in. And that's completely okay. I know it's interesting because sometimes it's a family dynamic and things like that. But what I see is a lot of people get into this zone where they make a massive change in their life and they they have lost a ton of weight or gotten fit or gone after goals or found out they're unstoppable, right? And next thing you know, their whole family is judging them or their friends, and they're trying to bring them down. And what you need to know is that just may not be your circle anymore. So I see a lot of clients, they regress a lot of people's behavior patterns because they don't feel worthy of that accomplishment anymore. And so they kind of let it go and let it slide. And I'm going to say that's like a general population thing. A lot of people don't realize that they have the power to manifest anything and everything that they ever wanted. And so they tend to let things slide back into their old habits because, hey, you know, I got here once, I don't need to do it again. You see this thing all the time, right? So one thing I have to say is if you are ready to make a large life change, realize it's going to be a life change. You're not just going to lose weight, right? If you lose 40, 50 pounds, it changes everything. It changes the dynamic of the people you're around. It changes your job. It changes everything, right? So you have to think of all of these things when you're headed to accomplish a goal. Now, say it's an athletic goal, right? You can do these things. You don't have to minimize yourself. Just because you're a beginner doesn't mean that you can't be the best later on. So if you find something that you're passionate about and you love that thing, then do everything within your means to make it happen. If you want to be the best at that thing, it doesn't matter if you're a beginner. It's okay to be a beginner, but know that you're going to execute that thing perfect every single day so that you can become the best and reach your goal and do what you have with it. So one example of this is, you know, we'll go back to Tom Brady. I just got done reading his book. It was really super interesting, but he was actually pretty much a bench warmer by the time he reached college football. And they wouldn't let him even play in practice. He said he would get like four throws. So he went to his sports psychologist and he was like, hey, he's like, they'll only let me throw the ball like four times. How am I supposed to show them that I'm good at what I do if they will only let me throw the ball four times? And his therapist looked at him and said, Tommy, you better throw that ball the best four times that you've ever thrown it in your whole life. So I think beginners can benefit from using this as a strategy, right? Do the best that you can every day and make yourself worthy of that end goal. Right? Doesn't matter if you're a beginner. If you do the best every day, it's going to manifest in some big shit. And if people don't believe in you and your goals, they are not your freaking people. So don't let these people around you, and don't be afraid to manifest these goals. Don't be afraid to tell them. And if they don't like it, they're maybe not part of your circle. But the people that are part of your circle is if you said, hey, I'm going to run for president of the United States of America. They're like, okay, how can we support you? Those are your people. So don't be afraid to have big goals, but also realize that those people sitting on the pedestal that have big goals, you know, we're talking the Conor McGregors, we're talking Kobe Bryant's, we're talking Tom Brady's, we're talking, you know, all of these major people, right? Jocko Willink, David Goggins, these people that people worship essentially out there and pay big dollars to hear them speak at conferences or play in their sport, right? Realize these people are doing what winners do. If you follow these people around for 24 hours, you're going to see that every single second, every single minute, and every single hour in that 24 hours is there with a purpose. They are doing it to reach their end goal. And if more of us harnessed that and used it in our everyday life to even reach our small goals, we would be so much better off. Instead, we do a lot of things that actually don't live up to helping us reach our goals. So I can think of a lot of them that are right off the bat, really, really easy, low-hanging fruit, right? Social media. How many people spend hours scrolling? They could have spent hours with self-development. They could have spent hours meal prepping. I don't have time to meal prep. I don't have time to meal prep. They're scrolling on their phone. Like, I don't have time to meal prep, but I'm on Netflix. I don't have time to do this. I don't have time to do that. But how many hours and minutes a day are you wasting not moving in the direction that you need to move to reach your goals? So a lot of people are like, hey, you're talented. You can do everything, right? I've done every sport and I've been pretty successful at it. Well, not ball sports. I don't want to do ball sports. I'm not interested in ball sports, but you know, like cycling in the fitness realm of things, cycling, bodybuilding, powerlifting, all these things. And I am good at it. The reason I'm good at it is not because I'm special. I'm actually like one of the goofiest, most uncoordinated, untalented people you've ever met. But my only talent is I do not quit. When I decide I want to learn something and I want to be good at it, I let it consume me and I let it consume my life. So if you listen to any documentary by any of these elite athletes, their goal and their purpose consumes their life. Does that mean there's not balance? No, not necessarily. I mean, I think I live a pretty balanced life, and some of these people have families and they do the same too. But their actions, the things they do, their thoughts are all consumed by that goal, that end goal. So if a goal is truly important to you, it is not too big. And you have to do what it takes to reach that goal. So don't let anybody tell you that you can't do it. So I don't have a ton of time here today, but I wanted you guys to know that you are perfectly capable of doing anything that you put your mind to. And who cares what the naysayers say? When you decide, even if it's a little thing, I want to quit drinking Pepsi, put everything into that. Think about it. Manifest it. Write it on your mirrors. Write it on your refrigerator if you have to. No Pepsi for me. Whatever you have to do, make that goal happen. I know I am in the end stages of a meat prep. There is a lot I'm doing as far as my mental fortitude goes, right? So the training part is done, but we are far from that. We are now at the point of where it's like, it's time to get your mind right. It's time to believe in yourself. And my son bought me this awesome little printer machine off of Amazon that prints off labels. And I've been literally putting these quotes all over the house, right? I've got them on my computer. I've got them on my bathroom mirror. I've got them everywhere. Things that are empowering, things that drive my mindset in the right direction. I'm getting on YouTube any minute that I can. Like if I'm outside and I'm mucking horse stalls or I'm doing yard work or I'm cleaning, I've got my headphones on and I am listening to other elite athletes, people that win. I'm listening to their mentality. I'm tapping into my mentality. I'm doing everything that I can to manifest this goal, and I am not going to take no for an answer. More of you guys need to be in a place where you don't take no for an answer. If you get a roadblock, there's a rock in the road, there's a landslide, you're like, how can I get around this? More people need to be looking at the big picture instead of the excuses. So manifest big goals, guys. Get out there and do big things. You are worthy. Once you realize that and you start achieving little goals, you become unstoppable because those little goals get bigger and bigger and bigger. And the next thing you know, you realize you're capable of everything that you ever wanted, and then that makes you dangerous. Signing off. Have a good one, guys. Thanks for tuning in. To learn more about me, my online programs, or to inquire about coaching, please visit www.connienightingale.com. And remember, nothing in the contents of this show is intended to diagnose, treat, or cure any illness, and it is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult with your primary care physician before implementing any new health protocols.